I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Al-Qaeda threats against Christians have led to Christmas being canceled in parts of northern Iraq. Since October, at least 70 to 80 Christians have been killed by Muslim extremists. Open Doors' Carl Mueller was joined by a group of religious leaders to call attention to the systematic extermination of Iraq's Christians. As the violence drives them from their homeland, Mueller raises this concern.
Jesus gave the witness of his salvation to his church, and as the church is forcibly removed, there's no one left there to speak the words of Christ.
Next, over Christmas break, college students will gather at conferences to learn more about God and to consider full-time ministry. There'll be a lot of opportunities to consider the hands-on aspect of serving as a missionary overseas. Global Aid Network is participating in ministry fairs at three of these conferences run by Campus Crusade for Christ. GainUSA's Emily Noah says it's about more than recruiting a new team.
Pray for the students to catch the vision of what it means to live out the gospel, or to know what is the gospel. It can be kind of intense for students because it's a lot of information and a lot of spiritual learning coming at them.
And the Women of Global Action, or WOGA, intervene in desperate situations with hope. Take 35-year-old Henriette in Burundi. She's HIV positive, abused, and abandoned. One day, she heard about the WOGA Microenterprise 10-month training program and enrolled. Program leaders not only taught her how to sew, but also that she was loved and valued by God. And today, she supports herself and reflects the joy of being part of a family of God. Less than $2 a day can help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Find out about the plight of the Karen people of Burma through an incredible DVD documentary and prayer guide exclusively from Vision Beyond Borders. Get your free DVD and prayer guide by calling 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.